From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Defense Secretary Robert Gates visited troops on the front lines in Afghanistan today. He handed out medals, including a Purple Heart. He ate lunch with an Army battalion that he called the tip of the spear in the coming fight for Kandahar. He even walked a local market chatting with Afghans. NPR's defense correspondent Mary Louise Kelly was along for the ride, and she has this report.
So we're down on an airstrip at Kandahar Air Base. We've just flown in this morning on a big cargo plane from Kabul. Secretary Gates has just handed out a couple of Silver Star awards to two of the troops serving down here. He's meeting with some of the commanders here, and then we're going to load up again in helicopters and fly down to Helmand Province. The secretary is going to try to get as close as he can to the ongoing offensive down around the town of Marja.
But before we can get up in the air, a rocket attack.
They're small, they're just annoying. The Israelis have dealt with them for years, but unfortunately there's still an issue to have to deal with.
Major Brian Fitzgerald, he says radar is picking up incoming Katyusha rockets. We have to clear the airstrip and wait for the all clear.
All right, we got the all clear, so they're just loading us up in V-22 Ospreys. These are these big helicopters going to pick us up, take us down to a forward operating base at Helmand Province.
Actually, first up is a forward operating base called Frontenac in Kandahar Province. This is home to an Army striker unit that saw two men wounded by a roadside bomb just last night. A concrete blast barrier out front lists the 22 members of the unit who've lost their lives here. The latest name was added just 5 days ago. Secretary Gates gathered around 200 soldiers in front of that memorial and thanked them for their service.
We came into an area that was totally controlled by the Taliban. We fought for critical battle space. We bled for it.
You bled for it, now you own it. Gates called these soldiers the tip of the spear in the fight against the Taliban, and then it was on to the next stop.
So we've now moved deeper into southern Afghanistan. We're in armored vehicles. This is an MRAP. We are driving past adobe mud huts and on our way for Secretary Gates to do something that until a few months ago might have been unthinkable.
We're in a town market. Afghan men sit before small stalls selling pomegranates and potatoes, oranges and eggs. And what might have been unthinkable not so long ago is the sight of the U.S. Secretary of Defense walking down the middle of the road. No body armor, just khakis and a button-down shirt and a Camp Lejeune baseball cap on his head. Marines are swarming the roofs of the mud huts around us, machine guns in hand, watching for trouble. But all is calm, and Gates chats politely through a translator with a couple of the locals. After the market, we follow Gates to a Marine Corps combat outpost up the road, and he reflects this has been a useful day.
I feel reinforced that the path we're on is the right path, but also that it's going to take a while and it's going to be complicated.
He took a few more questions, and then Secretary Gates headed back to his helicopter. We are off to Kabul. And another round of meetings to plan the way forward in this war. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, traveling with the Secretary in southern Afghanistan.